88.3 FM.
Morning, Patrick and Kay. How are you?
Good morning.
Positively psyched.
Good morning. Yeah. Good.
How's your morning?
All right. Yeah, not too bad, actually. Right. Sit in front of the fire this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Read the paper.
Well, so let's talk about psychology.
Indeed.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Break it down for me.
Yeah, well, last week we had a look at just in general who we are and where we're coming from as positivelypsyched.co.nz, and this week we're going back a step,
right?
And looking at overall what is psychology,
okay,
and how it's applied. What's it good for?
What's it good for? There's the $64,000 question there, right?
Yeah.
Go.
I'll kick off. So this is from a definition of psychology, a scientific discipline that studies the mental processes and behaviour in humans and other animals. It does literally mean the study of the mind, psychology, the study of the psyche. Many people recognise there's different parts to it, but clinical psychology is probably the most known one, and can be compared to positive psychology. Clinical one is the one that diagnoses and treats a lot of the mental disorders.
Okay.
There's in real life, though, well, it is real life, but in real life, like, people will have come across a lot of the other parts, such as child psychology.
Yep.
Education psychology, sports psychology, All Blacks have a psych.
Sure.
Social psychology, how we work together, and comparative is actually how we and animals, what's the similarities and differences.
Well, I mean, and when you say animals, you're only talking primates, aren't you? You're not actually talking any other animal.
Oh, well, no, the lot. Like bees, how are they communicating? I know that's been a bit fuzzy, actually, on whether their dance... When I was taught as a kid, it was the dance was communicating stuff. But that method of communicating, of operating socially, of having hierarchies, of having roles...
Right.
And who contributes and who does what and who tells and who manages them and...
Oh, I guess that does occur in the bee world, doesn't it?
Yeah, in all systems.
And ants.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, cool.
So how do we learn? How do we think? What is intelligence? What gets us out of the bed in the morning? How do we feel the emotions? How do we perceive things is one of the real basics. We're actually so fallible.
Yeah.
We can get things so wrong pretty much all the time. It's quite amazing.
And when perception is all, can be reality in some context.
That's right. And
you can
be
fallible. It starts to get a bit murky, doesn't it?
It does get murky. Mm. Yeah. And personality. That's sort of the big ticket items.
Yeah. And there's a few questions. Well, there's lots of questions that come out of this psychology as a discipline. For example, some things like, so how do biological makeup and life experience combine to produce secure and competent adults? How do we become who we are?
Yeah.
And in some respects, not so competent.
Right.
What factors make for stable, happy families and healthy lifestyles? How do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when one member of the family becomes seriously ill, how do you cope? How does it affect your relationships? How do you adjust? From the workplace situation, how can we assist managers, employees to make important decisions and do that well?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, psychology addresses those kind of things.
Yeah.
When we look at developmental psychology, young children often fail to see things from the point of view of others. So what's involved in acquiring the ability to see the world from someone else's perspective? How do they do that?
Oh, yeah.
And that's theory of mind. So psychology addresses.
Geez, you talk about children. too many adults struggle to see something from somebody else's position, don't they?
Yes. Well, of course, empathy is an issue.
Developmentally, we all grow up. How much we grow up depends on what we're exposed to, what education, what nurturing, what your environment is. So that's that nurture, nature and nurture.
Totally,
combination.
Yeah. Sorry, Kate.
Yeah, that's fine. And is memory a single entity? Is it composed of a number of different subsystems supported by different brain structures and processes? How does memory work?
Mm. Yeah.
It's a huge Indeed. Part of psychology.
Well, and that's quite a mechanical thing too, isn't it? As far as the mind work, from a literally, you know, how do things connect? That's the physical bit. You know, I've often sort of within psychology, and you've got both the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. And, you know, I was trying to explain this subconscious mind to my son until his eyes glazed over. So it took about 5 seconds, of course.
All right.
You know, that's an interesting subject. It has played a large part in the overall psychology.
Yeah, we'll have, in a little while, we'll have a wee trail through the history of psych and different ways of thinking about who we are as people. There's been distinctive phases, and the existence of the subconscious, for example, disappeared a little when people started concentrating on, well, let's just look at the behaviour, what we can see. So that came from a particular historical time. But whatever the mechanism, it's still based on those questions that people are asking.
Yep.
Of why are we like this?
Right. Strange pause at the end of that question. Mm. Ponder. Mm. Righto. So let's play a song.
Okay.
And so you brought a crusty old LP in?
Yes,
given
good work.
Given that it was all over the media currently.
Oh, yeah. Man, Rodriguez. Yeah. So, yeah, we've just been talking about Rodriguez through the week. Because right. Jack, our breakfast show, Jack on Breakfast, he's a big fan, as I am. And telling the story of the documentary that was at the International Film Festival, just about two South African guys discovering that he was alive, hunted him down, and brought him back to South Africa to hundreds of thousands of adoring fans who've, multiple generations where the parents had got their kids into being fans of Rodriguez, but everybody thought he was dead. And he was busy building somewhere in the States, you know.
Well, he's certainly a part of our lives when we were growing up.
Really?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
All right, well, let's give it a spin and see how it sounds. It's going to sound great.
Times you've been had, and I wonder how many plans have gone bad. I wonder how many times you had sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next? I wonder. Wonder I do. About the love you can't find, and I wonder about the loneliness that's mine. I wonder how much going have you got, and I wonder about your friends that are not. I wonder. Wonder I do. About the tears in children's eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder, and worry my friend. I wonder. Wonder, don't you? Times you've been had, and I wonder how many dreams have gone bad. I wonder how many times you had sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next? I wonder.
So simple. Hey,
yeah,
so simple song, so simple the lyric.
He's got great lyrics.
Amazing, eh? Amazing. Doesn't have to be a complex to be a good song, I tell you now. The best songs are always the simplest, in fact, I believe.
And anyway. Sitting around and just wondering.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good segue, Kate. You're getting into this radio thing, aren't you?
Oh, cheers.
All right, so crack into it. Tell us what you want to say.
So Psych does have some interesting questions, and the bit that I really like is that an element has come in that it's there to better the lives of individuals and society as a whole. So you got that, you know, nice feeling as you're going about your work, and that it's for a good purpose. But it goes back a long way, you know, those original philosophers, Egyptians, Greeks, Chinese, India, Persia, all queried what were human beings. So that's the real early, early basis from philosophy. But it kicked in a bit more in about the 1870s when doctors were carving up the brain and what's this bit do? Oh, and the body, you know, what's this bit do? What's that bit do? And so the structural component, how did the body work, was starting to be investigated. Freud, 1890s, major impact, and obviously, that's, you talked about the subconscious, that's Freud, of course. Quite a coherent way of thinking, and it got poo-pooed a bit as other things came in, but yeah, if you get into it, he's pretty interesting.
Did he come up with the ideas based on observation? Was there anything to observe, or was he just literally taking another step and thinking without actually having some hard facts in front of him?
Well, good question. I mean, that's, psychology is a developing science, but it is based on both theory, what do we think's going on, and science, experimentation. Well, let's test that idea. And so the ways that psychologists can test the idea is by surveys, is by self-report. Is by interviewing, in-depth interviewing of a single individual can be an important study. Talking with, they call meta-studies, of lots and lots of different studies of lots and lots of different people is another way to get information or to come to conclusions. So there's different ways to do that research based on the theory.
And Freud's been seen as more interpretive than, you know, experimental, which is fine. I mean, and it is that kind of classic caricature of, you know, lying on the couch and
spewing which freaked people out, for a long time.
I think Hollywood probably was to blame for that.
And still is. It still is, and they do it.
Personal therapist.
Indeed.
So the behaviourists were really a reaction to that. Look, how can we tell what's going on inside anyone's head? How can we actually pin that down? And, it's a difficult question. So they just went, what do people do? And people might recognise that name of Skinner.
Operant conditioning.
Conditioning.
The function of behaviour.
But at the same time, the humanists were around. I mentioned last week, Carl Rogers was one of those people who thought, well, what else is going on for the human being? What is free will? How do we grow and develop? How do we identify ourselves? And how do we cope with the big issues like death and aloneness? And so that's still, those things inform the current wave or the current breadth of psychology to date.
All right, cool.
And in fact, you know, around the world, there are departments of psychology in every university, and and they've kind of, what they cover has been huge, and it's just, we've just increased the number of subfields in psychology is enormous. And I was just looking at this guy, this person, Roberta Klatsky, and what this person did was kind of pull all that together and said, if you were really going to represent psychology, you know, in the study of psychology, this is what you should call your department, and it was the science of human mind as embedded in brain and body as revealed by behaviour, along with its change through developmental process and learning and its implications for application to health, education and welfare department.
So there it is in a nutshell.
Indeed. Bit of a long one.
We might have to repeat that one. Maybe we should make a soundbite.
But that's how big it's grown. In a very short time, really. People have just been fascinated. And it's so applicable to your everyday life.
Well, unfortunately, the human mind rules this planet, doesn't it?
Certainly,
everything that occurs outside of nature. Now, nature is, of course, becoming a is being affected by the human mind, because and the results of what the human mind is constantly doing and coming up with.
Mm.
Hey, I mean, everything else is a trickle down from what the human mind is up to, isn't it? On this planet, am I talking nonsense?
We could be ants.
We could be ants. Speak for yourself, mate.
Well, how big are we in the once you start going out to the solar systems and galaxies and all that sort of stuff? We may not be that important.
In our own minds, we're pretty big.
Yeah. We probably should save this for another slot called existential.
Absolutely.
Existential with Mike and Patrick and Gay.
Yeah, it's a branch of psychology. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, look, you know, if anybody wants to talk to you and see if, you know, they can catch up with you and they need help or they think they want to chat to somebody.
Through your website. Yep.
So positivelypsyched.co.nz.
Yeah.
All details there, eh? And,
absolutely.
Yeah, we're getting more familiar with this process now, but we'd love to hear any feedback that people might have or any projects they're working on for themselves or their families.
Yeah,
or
and
their
you're in
workplace.
Town, aren't you? You know,
we're
so,
around.
Absolutely. And
contact us through that.
We're getting Mike trained up pretty well now, which is great.
Oh, well, my wife will be very pleased to hear that. So good job, Kate.
Keen to hear from people.
Hey, thanks very much for coming in. And you'll be here next week, eh?
Absolutely.
Sure. All right, great. All right, let's just play a bit of Black Keys' Ed's Next Girl.
Beautiful face.